That part I did not put online. Maria Vavuchai, we've been spending the last couple of days discussing the difference between Nida and Zava. However, we have to recognize that the Gemara on Daf Samach Vav erased distinctions between Nida and Zava, and this happened in two different stages. Stage one is Amarav Yosef from Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Hiskin Rebbe, there are two girsos, bisados or bisavdes. Rebbe made some takana, which means it's rabbinic, starting from the top. Rebbe made a takana, either bisados, which means he's talking to the Amei Haaretz, or bisavdes, means in a particular town. Rebbe was in this particular town and he got the einfal that I should make a gezeira, but it's not only for Amei Haaretz. And the gezeira of Rebbe is, if a woman sees dam for one day, you need 6 days. 2 days, you need the girsa that we have is 6 days. The Rashba quotes a girsa from Gaonim. 2 days, you need 5 days. 3 days, you need shiv and akeya. The cheshbin of Rebbe is that we know that min ha-Torah anida is a woman who sees dam during those 7 days. Whether she sees dam 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you go to the mikvah after 7 days. You don't need any clean days min ha-Torah. But there's some concern that maybe people might not accurately calculate the 7 days. That could happen for one of two reasons. One reason is that day one of the Re'iyah was actually a Zava day, not a Nida day. Day number two, again, and these days are found in the Ramban and the Rashba primarily. Day number two is that day one of the Re'iyah might have been Dam Tahar, not Dam Tameh. So if I have 7 days in total, I solve the problem. The days probably do not require bedikos, but these days have to be nikiyim, and the Taisus Harash has that lashon here on Samach Vav. The days have to be nikiyim in the sense that you can't see any dam. Because if you see dam, so then the same concern exists. Oh, I see dam on day one. I'm not sure. Is it Dam Tomei or Dam Tahar? So I'm going to have 6 days afterwards. Well, if I see Dam on day four, right? So maybe what I saw on day one was Dam Tahar. My say on day four is the beginning of Nida. So I need a total of 7 days then. So when the days are quoted by the Taisus Harush as requiring, and the Rashba has this also, as being Nikiyim, it does not mean Nikiyim in the sense of that the woman has to do an internal check. But it means Nikiyim in the sense that that you have to not see dam. That's the pashtus in the sugya in the Takan of Rebbe Shabbos Sardis. Comes along Reb Zeira, Samach Vav, Am Reb Zeira Benos Yisrael Hechmiru Al Atzman, Shafilu Ros Tipas Dam Kechardo Yoshvos Alaha Zayin Nikiyim. Reb Zeira says that the women were machmir on themselves, even tipas dam kechardo, you have to set zayin nikiyim. Apparently, Reb Zeira feels, or the women at the time of Reb Zeira felt, that the takana of Rebbe doesn't solve all the issues. The takana of Rebbe is gevaldik, it's wonderful, it's marvelous. But you still could have women who don't know the difference between Nida and Zava. You still can have women who are going to say that this amount of dam that I had is a tiny amount of dam in Kenneth Zayn, that it's really Nida blood. You still could have 1,001 reasons why people would say it's not a problem. So comes along Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira says, a few rows, tipos dam kechardo, any tiny amount of blood, we treat like a zava gedola. We have somewhere on the board over here that zava gedola needs to sort dam for 3 days. So how could it be that one re'iyah creates zava gedayla. And what's the fiddish of a tiny amount of blood? We know that a tiny amount of blood, the Mishnah tells us in the Aleph, is tameh. What's the fiddish of rasa tikustam kefarda? Right? How is it that you get zayin nekiyim? What's the fiddish? So the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos has a Talmide Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos for the little people into details. The students of Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos say that Ras Tipas Dam Kechardo means that they were machmir in every single color on the world, even yellows. Chardo is a mustard seed, no? Mustard is not red. It ain't black, it ain't red. Only red and black is Talmide, according to our Mishnais. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah says, any color. That's already not acceptable, Dino. Most assume. We'll talk about yellows later on. Not acceptable, Dino. What is the pshat in Reb Zeira? So Hanur Lafi and the Yistaiti, that there are three or perhaps four approaches in Rishonim how to understand Qumra de Reb Zeira. Approach number one is found in Tosfos on the Pachas on the Beis and the Gila. And Hanura Lapianius Daiti, Mr. Akiva Ackerman, that Rashi agrees with this in Rashi's first comment there in the Gila Pachas. Tosfos asks a Kasha. Rav Shechter would say this Kasha, that Kosha Tikni Rabbanu Ke'endai Raisa Tikni. How could you have a din of Zion Nekiyim on one Re'iyah? How can you have such a din? Kod Tikna Rabban Kin Dairaisa. Where is there a din Dairaisa? This is a problem. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Tosfos in Megillah Kotbes, and the first opinion in Rashi answer that if a woman is Be'emtzer Shiva Nekiyim, let's say she's on day seven, and then she sees some blood. She has a bedika that is red. So that bedika causes a requirement of Zayin Nekiyim. Since there is a situation where one tikkus dam can create Zayin Nekiyim, so therefore we always say that a tikkus dam creates Zayin Nekiyim. Put in a different color so people can follow. But approach number one is the Tosfos in Megillah and Rashi in Megillah, and I would call that a gezeira. There is one case in Judaism where one drop of dam creates Zayin Nekiyim. The Hainu, a woman in the middle of her Zayin Nekiyim, she sees one drop, she has to start again, a new Zayin Nekiyim. We make a gezeira up to that case. That is pshat one in Rishayim. Pshat two in Rishayim is found as the second approach in Rashi in Megillah, and is found in other Rishonim as well. But I would call it a chash rather than a gezeira. By chash, what I mean is that this one drop of dam could be is three drops. You see, any kol shehu can be a problem. Ken zayin, that a little bit of blood came out on day one, a little blood of blood came out on day two, and when I see a little bit of blood now, that little bit of blood is really three very little bits. That came in on three small days. Right? Rashi's Lashon in Megillah is Inami Shema Rasa Shnei Yomim Belo Yada V'Hayom Rasa V'Yada V'Havon Gimel Yomim Ritzufim U'Tzricha Zayin Nekiyim Alkein Hechmiru. Right? The concern that the women have, the thing that triggered Zayin Nekiyim, is not a Gezeira, but it's a Chashash. Totally different approach.
So this is the shot tolerated by modern medical science. It's a normal for a blood that stay in their calendar creates. Does it happen?
Binif Dasvoy.
What was that?
Ich bin nicht a Frau, weiß ich nicht. I don't know. I'm not a woman. I do not know. I don't think women know this. Is it possible? Yes. Is it likely? Basically, I don't know. But there is some concern that this could happen. That is the approach of Cheshash. Very different than the approach of Gezeira. Gershon, you have a comment?
Would you witness the regular more regular bedika?
So, yeah, no. Because I do a regular bedika, and I see dam on the cloth. Maybe that dam is accumulated dam from 3 days. I did a bedika the 2 days beforehand. Well, maybe I missed it. A bedika isn't hermetically sealed. Maybe you missed it. Maybe there's a tiny bit of dam that you didn't notice. Or, alternatively, the bedika is done in the vagina, in the vulva. The tipas dam, and that's metame, is the blood that goes from the uterus into the cervix, probably. You are not doing a bedika in the cervix because you can't reach. Correct. Even though you did a bedika, there's still a chash of his blood.
Then
this is called we do the best we can. You cannot get into, again, today we can with various devices that can work, etc. But you cannot get a better bedika at normal times in history other than the bedikas that we do, which do not necessarily mean that she's not an Ada. Because it could be there's a tiny, again, according to the shear that we didn't give, that says that the only thing that's called the makar is the uterus, and the cervix is not. Can't say there's blood hanging out in the, there's blood that goes from the uterus into the cervix, right? And it's mitami, it's mitami, it's mitami, and I don't see it on the deagles, right? It's possible, right? The deagles don't get that deep. Approach one, approach two. Gezeira.
You said that those are not here, that even if it goes from the uterus into the cervix, that's considered.
I think so, yeah. No, it's the din of bibsara, that dam is mitami b'fnim b'chutz. What is that area? So there's a huge machlokes harishonim about this nekuda. I gave some Aaron Kolmas and Rabbi Forrest's book about this point. Most rishonim hold that the cervix is considered lachutz already. Nim is only the uterus. Right? Dam Niva is technically the endometrial lining on the uterus. The pashtus is that when I do a bedika and I check the vagina very carefully, but it's not checking the cervix at all. So it could be that dam went from the uterus to the cervix and I'm tummy. And it could be that the one drop of dam that comes out, right, in the sense of I'm aware of it, is 3 half drops. And that's what we call a chash. That's different than a gezeira. Approach number 3 in Judaism. Rav Soloveitchik, in his Shi'urim on Rabbi Yaakov Orblowski, published Rav Schefter's notes on the Rav Shirma Nid, I have by my welcome to the base measures today. Usually I keep it upstairs in my office. On page 15, the Rav points out that the Lashon of the Rambam in the 11th chapter of Isurei Bia is the Rambam writes, "Bimechach mehagemara nistapek hadabar harbe v'riyas hadamim v'nishalku havestos." So therefore, they have the takon of Rebbe. "Ofikach hechmiru chachamim b'davar zeh v'gazru that any isha." The rabbis made a takon. Now, let me treat everything like the Zohar. That might be the Rambam's take on Rebbe. The old Hechmiru b'nois Yisrael atzman chumra yisera alzul v'nahagu kulam v'kol makom sheyesh Yisrael. The minig is everywhere that where there are Jews. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel, probably describing Kumar the Rebbe, says that the rabbis did it. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says that the women made a chumra yisera azu. It is an additional chumra, meaning it is not that there is any real concern. The Rambam is saying that you guys don't remember, but years ago there's a candidate for president of the United States who actually won, unlike that Donald Trump who just says he won, but his name was Al Gore. And Al Gore, in one of the debates, gave lots of numbers, and his opponent, George W. Bush, kept on saying, it's all fuzzy math, right? And Al Gore is actually very intelligent, and he knew how to crunch numbers, and kept on saying, it's fuzzy math, because there was some fuzzy math over here. The women are confused. So therefore, they instituted a chumra, agave chumra. It's ayidei v'noshim themselves, according to the Rambam. They stamazoi threw in chumras into the miskeret. Fuzzy math, too complicated. Don't bother me. Everything shema nekiyim.
Is it the Rambam just quoting Lashon HaGemara? The Steve isn't any stronger in the Rambam than it is in the Sefer Nida itself.
The Rambam's Lashon is, you have to compare Halacha Gimel to Halacha Dal. Like Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, the rabbis instituted Halacha Dal, the Rambam says, the women did it. But the Rambam's Lashon is, right, unlike Reb Zera, who says, the Rambam's Lashon is, it's Chumra Agave Chumra, right, which sounds like he's quoting the Lashon HaGemara. I'll agree with that. But we also know that the Rambam is very precise the way he uses language. And we also know that many Mishonim understand that what Rav Zera did was reaffirmed by the Chachamim later on. The Rambam does not sound like that. If I look in the Sefer HaChinuch, if I look in the Ritva, they write that either it is the Ritva's Lashon is that's a din d'rabbanan, basically, and it's a din d'rabbanan that's spread everywhere, meaning the rabbis affirmed what the women did. It is the original source of this minhag is bottom up. The women did it. But the rabbi said, nay, sis taga guta einfa. Right? The rabbi said it in Yiddish, of course. And they said, oh, it's a good idea. So therefore, let's endorse it. That's what the Chinuch writes. That's what the Ritva writes. That's what the Ramban has in Hilchos Nida Shelo, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yutes. It's a din d'rabbanan. The rabbis, right, if I want to write a history of halacha, it began, right, like Mechiras Chometz, right? Some say the idea of Mechiras Chometz began that there are these people who have faced, were doing business in whiskey, and they started selling the chometz, and then the rabbis came up and they said, no, it's taka guta einfah, right? It's a good idea. Right, so it's just history. Right? It's not that it remains a minhag. For the Rambam, and I have to be careful, I'm not necessarily sure, or I'm not completely sure, that the words chumra and minhag are exactly the same here. The Rambam writes, hechmiru and nahagukulam. The Rambam in the same halacha as minhag and chumra. Usually, I think minhag is different than chumra. Usually a chumra means something that I know is mutter me'ikar hadin. Right? I have a chumra. I don't use eruv. Why not? Because I took an eruv walk this past Shabbos and there's a wire that was taken down. So I don't use eruv. I have a chumra. I know it's mutter to use eruv. I don't. That's chumra. Minhag usually means kitnius. Right? Is it mutter to eat kitnius if I'm an Ashkenazi? Absolutely not. Why not? Well, there's no real source, but Jewish people have been doing this for quite some time. That's minhag. The Rambam, in our context, uses the word chumra and minhag together, one could have split between these terms. The Rambam's lashon is also that it's a minhag shenahagu b'chol makom sheyesh Yisrael. When we convert people, the lashon that we use is, do you accept on yourself the dinim d'raisa, the dinim d'rabbanon, and even customs that have spread throughout the Jewish people? Right, that's the official nusach in the RCA Matrich at a conversion ceremony. What are the examples of customs that have spread throughout the Jewish people? It can't be ketnios, because my Sephardic brethren don't keep it. So what are the minhagim that spread throughout the Jewish people? Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is a minhag that spread throughout the Jewish people. Chumrat Reb Zeira is a minhag that spread throughout the Jewish people. That's what the Rambam is saying. But for the Rambam, it blibes, it remains a chetza of a minhag. And I would argue that since for the Rambam, it remains a chetza of a minhag, ultimately, ein l'chabo ela chidusha, meaning there are other cases that we're going to have. There's dam tohar of a yoledes. The Torah writes in Parshas Tazria, you have a boy, you're tummy for 7 days, and the 33 days of dam tohar. No? You have a girl, it's meya for 14 days, and 66 days of dam tohar. At some point in Jewish history, we stopped being bo'el on dam tohar. When was that? Is that the same as chumrat d'Reb Zeira? Or is that some later takana? A takana sagainim. The Rambam is going to say it's not chumrat d'Reb Zeira. Because chumrat d'Reb Zeira is stamas ayam minhag. And ein makabel al chidusha. The Rambam, by the way, disagrees. No? Dam basula. Right? On the wedding night, the woman is a basula. You have relations, she becomes Tameya. Why? Hard to know exactly. The Rishonim have like five Mahalchim. Is it part of the Chumrat d'Reb Zeira because any drop of blood that you see is Tameh? For the Rambam, can it zayin? Right? Because if it's just a Chumrah Minhag, so L'cha'ora ain't L'chabo al Chidusho. It's not really a Gezeira or a Chash. If it's a Gezeira or a Chash, I could be mefalpel. Maybe it applies to dam, tohar, real lettuce, maybe not. Right? People might make a mistake. But the Rambam, they have a minhag. And when it comes to minhagim, my understanding is that whatever people had as part of the minhag is usher, but we don't extend the minhag beyond what it originally was. So therefore, peanuts were not around at the time that they decided to usher kidneys. So there's no iser of kidneys technically on peanuts. And kinlaw for sure. No?
Did you ever just want the peanuts on Pesach?
Yes. Make peanuts on mutter. It happens that if you eat peanuts on Pesach, they're going to look at you like you're a reformed Jew. But everyone holds every Moshe Feinstein. Me'ikradin. Peanuts on mutter. Because in the minute of kidney is applies to those things in a haigu. My Elta Zeta in Europe didn't have quinoa. Right? Quinoa comes from Peru. He didn't have it. The Vart of the Rambam, the way the Rav is understanding it is that the Rambam is saying that it is a women's instituted idea. Nowhere do you see it was ratified by the rabbis, and it remains a minhag. That is the lashon of the Rambam. The shach.
Wait, I'm not saying that the Rambam implies that the community doesn't follow the Chumrat d'Reb Zeira. Okay.
The Rambam does not say that it's okay. If anything, the Rambam says it's spread throughout the Jewish people, and It's really bad. Nahagu kulam b'chol makom sheyesh Yisrael shekol bas Yisrael shirul adam afil laras elatipa. But the Rambam is just saying that it's a min. The Rambam is not going as far as the Ritva, who has a much stronger expression. I'm in Avodah Zarah, Samachov. That's why I can't find the Ritva. They put Avodah Zarah and Nida in the same volume, just to confuse me. So the Ritva's Lashon is, they, Benos Yisroel Kedoshos, the Heiliger Yiddish attack there, Ratzu lahatmir v'lasos atzmon kisosros, kidei lahashvos koriyosehen. Right, the Jewish women wanted to level the planting field. V'leishav akulam zayinikim, v'kevron de'ogda rebzera shmaitza, u'beperek ein oimden, they call it a halacha psuka, l'madnu ki chachomim kiblu mehem kach, v'osu osa takona. And the Isser was poshet b'chol ha'olam, v'ein koyach levatla v'lo lehokel b'klal. The Ritva writes, you can't be mevatel this practice, nor can you be mekel on it klal, because the rabbis affirmed what the Yiddish Techter were doing b'tkufas Rebzeir. That's what the Ritva says. The Rambam Racha Ora would not say that. The Rambam says it's a minig that's spread, but it remains with the tokef of a minig. It does not rise to the level of a full fight halacha. The Gemara in Brachos tells me in Omden, the whole fifth chapter, in Omden la Hispalo, Ella Mitokubar Halacha, ask me halacha psuka. What is the halacha psuka? According to the Rambam, how do you understand that? I will tell you that Das Kufa, the Rambam is saying, why is this the example of halacha psuka? Because the Rambam is going to tell me that although this is only a chepetz of a minhag, but because it's bread, so therefore this is the type, the Gemara wants to teach me the chiddush. Right? Halacha psuka doesn't mean anything different than minhag according to the Rambam. It's not like there's a stira in the Gemaras. For the Rambam, halacha psuka just means this is what Jews do. And when you get up to daven, you're supposed to daven mitoch dvar halacha, a halacha psuka. That means something that people don't argue with. Okay. Right? What are the din that people don't argue with? Right? We say the Mishnah is a Zahu Makomon every morning because there's no machloikus in a Zahu Makomon. No? That's why, right, we learn Mishnayos every day. We don't want to begin the day with machloikus. We can spend all day in the basic metrics. We'll do machloikus the whole time. Right? We do a Zahu Makomon, there's no machloikus. But a Zahu Makomon is 2-1. Say in on the Islam, we talk about halacha. You know, like, so you have to say, well, parakeh is on the Quran, right? This is a bisalat. So therefore, right, but it blibes a minhag, according to the Rambam. Chumra, minhag, etc. I think that's the Rambam. My point of 3 being 4 is I think it's theoretically possible to split between chumra and minhag, although the Rambam does not do so. Okay, we had a conversation at the beginning of the year, so I didn't have time to finish it again.
Isn't there a fourth shot?
So I think the fourth shot is Chumra or Minhag, splitting between the two. What do you think the fourth shot is?
No, I didn't catch.
Right, in other words, there are 1, 2, 3, but within 3, Chumra and Minhag, one could theoretically split between them. Eitan, is that a hand up?
No.
So again, I planned on finishing. I didn't finish today's share. We'll have the Tuesdays we take off with our file. If people want, tomorrow I could speak about Yamim Norayim or Shemitah a little bit for a few minutes. Probably a good idea. Maybe we'll talk about Shemitah for a few minutes, but we won't have need to share tomorrow. And the Ezra Hashem, Wednesday, Thursday, will continue. Maybe we should just talk about Shemitah. Okay, Hevra. You should have a great day. And
did Rabbi Kolis collect list of chumras yet?
Of chumras?
Chumras.
Oh. No, I didn't.
Is there anyone who needs a kavrisa, gentlemen? You need a kavrisa.
Three to four.
What?
3 to 4.
3 to 4. Right. So Yehuda has an unusual schedule. If there's anyone who wants to learn either between 3 and 4, talk to you as adults.
People switch on the share. I know there might be a couple without.
But yeah, maybe post it on the share WhatsApp. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen. Have a marvelous day.